Mobile. RN02RW2T. TBAW2T. Mobile.
I talked to you, I guess, today, Rusty. KN4TFW.
Nothing new. And I was going to give David a hard time anyway. And cold enough for you out here?
Yeah, it was this morning. It was calling at 17 in Greer. At least the wind died down, though.
At 8 o'clock this morning when I got up and looked out my thermometer on my back porch, it said 18 degrees. And, of course, I know the official low last night was supposed to be, was 19. But it always gets colder at my house. It was probably colder than that, but that's what it was when I finally got up. Out here running a few errands, trying to get things done that I didn't do yesterday or the day before, you know?
Yeah, I got you on that. I had to run out because I forgot to do something this morning and forgot to get it out of Mama's car, so I had to go to her work to get it.
Well, I was been mailing a lot of QSL cards and all to people lately, and I ran out of envelopes. So I had to come up here to the office depot to pick up a box of envelopes. And now I'm headed back to the house. I got to run by the grocery store, the nearest Publix, and then back to the house. And trying to just get things together today, the day after Christmas. But anyway... Oh, did you have a good Christmas this year?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of nice. It was just me and Mama on Christmas. That was unusual. Usually a bunch of the grandkids come over, but we went to my brother's house late in the afternoon, got to associate with them a little bit, and just mostly just rested up.
Just me and the dog yesterday, and we pretty much didn't do anything. And I stayed around the house all day. Don't have any family near here. My nearest family lives in Florida. And I just couldn't make the trip down there this year. And so stayed home. And maybe I'll go down there in January sometime when it gets a little... When we start having that nastier weather, I can go down there and hide. And it'll be a little better down there maybe. But have to just see what happens. Right now, like I said, I'm just running around. I figured traffic would be a lot worse than I thought it would be out here, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of, you know, I'm seeing traffic because it's around noontime, but not like I would usually expect to see the day after Christmas when everybody's returning everything. Even that stuff you buy online at some of these stores, you can take it back to the store themselves and return it. WU2T Mobile.
And it wasn't a good day to be out and about yesterday for sure with all that wind, man. That wind was just brutal. And there's a little bit of traffic over here on Edwards Road, but like you said, nothing like you would have expected. I think the COVID's got everybody staying in pretty much. KN4TFW.
Also the fact that a lot of people did all their shopping online, so... You know, if they got to return stuff, they got to take it back to the post office or to a UPS or somebody to ship it back, I guess. I guess we'll see that as the week goes on. People have a chance to do that. They just don't want to get out and get in the crowds this morning. But like I said, I'm surprised I haven't seen more traffic out here. It's usually the day after Christmas. It's, you know, even if the Christmas is a Saturday, the day after it is usually roads are packed, but not today. And I get to stay home all weekend, spend tomorrow home because our church had Christmas Eve service. And since everybody was having family get-togethers yesterday, they decided they're not going to have any Sunday service this week. We'll do it all virtually.
Since everybody was visiting with all kinds of relatives, you can't never tell what you might catch, you know, on accident and then spread it all around for sure.
My health, my age and the fact that I had cancer 5 years ago and everything, in fact, two different types of cancer. But, you know, I'm susceptible. And supposedly, somewhere around the end of February, I'll be able to get the first, unless they can get higher production of the vaccines available, I'll be able to get my first of two shots for the vaccine, you know?
Yeah, well, that'll be a definite plus for you. I know, like you said, you're susceptible and that. So, you know, and a lot of people ain't taking as much precaution as they probably should.
Distance. I wear my mask when I go out, and I wear it up over my nose because people that wear it down off their nose, they're still got a chance if they sneeze, they're going to spread things. But I wear it up over my nose, and I stay away, and pretty much I go four places. I go to the post office, I go to church, I go to one of the two grocery stores I go to, and I go to the doctor's office. So, you know, that's pretty much what I do, and I've been doing that pretty much all along, just trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, I just been working back, and my brother-in-law got it, and then he got pneumonia and had to go into the hospital and that, and then his wife got it, but she wasn't showing any symptoms or anything. She was just fine and that, and they told her she could go back to work.
Probably one of those they consider to be asymptomatic, just like the governor and his wife, you know. He got it, and she's tested positive for it, but she was asymptomatic, which means she doesn't have it. She's just kind of like, the only thing about those that are asymptomatic is they're carriers, and they still need to observe all of the separation and everything. Good gosh, that guy is brave. He's walking around out here with a thin long sleeve shirt, no jacket, no hat, and it's chilly out there. It's only about 33 or 34 yet, and this guy's walking along without a jacket at all. More power to him.
In the sunshine, if you could stay out of the wind, but there's not many places out of the wind today. And like you said, it's 34 over here in Taylor's.
We're on Reedville Road over here in Spartanburg, and this guy was walking up side of Reedville, on the side of the street where the wind, on the opposite side of the street from where the wind is coming from, because the wind is coming from the other side, and so he's not out well on the side where the trees are to protect him from the wind, so he's catching. But even he is in the sun, so go figure. Oh, well, and everything, but got away from that, get away from Highway 29, so I got off out here. There's not a lot of, very little traffic out here, and car dealership over here, looks like he's got a couple of new cars coming in, putting them on his lot. He's unloading them off of a trailer. Guess he'll have something else to sell.
Something to sell. A lot of stores are running out of stuff to sell. I heard you talking a while ago about gas prices. I see it's down to $1.82 over here in Taylor's.
That's one place where it was $1.85, but there are two stores at the end of my street. They're both convenience stores. One is an Exxon and carries Exxon gas, and the other is takes one of the other brands. I don't know what brand they sell because they don't have that on their store name. But both of them are $1.99. So, you know, it's ridiculous. And it was the first of this month, they were $1.79. Go figure. What's made it go up 20 cents a gallon in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out myself. It's like overnight, everybody went to $1.99 for some reason, but I never did hear what the reason was. And now here on White Hampton, two gas stations across the street from each other. One's $1.95 and the other's $1.83. Go figure.
It's, you know, I can't figure it out. Of course, these two, and of course up the street from where these two are, there was one that was $1.88. So about a half a mile away from where these two were, there's another convenience store, and their gas was $1.88. I've quit trying to figure it out, and I'll just, all these people making money off of those of us that, you know, don't have anything other than Social Security or a little bit of retirement coming in, which is my boat. Oh, well, W2 T-Mobile.
I used to live out in Colorado by the Army base, and all month the price of gas would go down, down, down until the soldiers got paid, and then it'd jump right up. Now, if that ain't price gouging, I don't know what is. KN4TFW.
It is, and all, but, and what gets me is that such a variance in the price of gas in the same town. You would think that all stations that are that carry the same brand of gas would have it for the same price. But I found that's not the case. I go by that Exxon station at the end of my road, and they got it for $1.99. And I went up to one that was up on Reedville Road up by the interstate, and they had it for $1.89. So go figure. Well, I have arrived here at the Publix, and I'm going to run down in here and pick up a couple of items I need, and then I'm going to go back to the house and have me a cup of hot chocolate or something to stay warm and play on the radio this afternoon. And the 20-meter net is that I usually check into on Saturdays has started now. I guess I'll miss that. I'll have to work the PSK or RIDI nets later. Catch you after a while. KN4TFW, W2T73.
All right, 73, Rusty. You have a good one. Stay warm and safe, and I'll catch you again another day. KN4TFW, clear.